Okay, now I'm delighted to welcome my next guest into studio. Always great to get our young people joining us. And with me here in studio, I have Vice Principal of Murragon Small Primary School in Castle Island, Maura Brown. And with Maura is Leah Coffey-Tehan, Clodagh Lamb, Anya Enright and Amber Davis. Hello, girls.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Maura, the Vice Principal, welcome to you as well. Maura, tell us exactly about the board game that the girls have been working on.
So the girls have been working on the Junior Entrepreneur Programme with the last number of months. So we've been working on it as a class. It's a fantastic programme. We've been doing it in our school for numerous years now. And I suppose it's an entrepreneurial programme. It's there to teach life skills. So I think it's been a fantastic programme. Real world learning, mentorship. The JEP Ireland have been fantastic. We've been in contact with Vicky there and she's been a great support. And it's there to, I suppose, teach the girls, first of all, what it is to be an entrepreneur. So we invited an entrepreneur into our classroom to chat with us and give us ideas. And then the class go off into little groups and brainstorm and come up with their own little ideas and their own little businesses, which they then bring to our Dragon's Den. And the four girls here came up with a lovely idea of harnessing the whole idea of community, which is huge in Castle Island and huge in our school. And they came up with the idea of designing a board game called Castle Island Riverwalk Adventure, which was successful at Dragon's Den, and that then became the project that we worked on together as a class.
Ah, super. So girls, which one of the four of you came up with the idea? Who's going to take credit for it?
I suppose we all have made
Clodagh,
the idea.
Yeah?
It's like wonderful to like make a game about our local town, Castle Island, and like it's different from anything else. It's fun and educational and environmental in the same way.
Yeah, exactly, Clodagh. And it's Castle Island is celebrating a special birthday, isn't it?
Yes, it's celebrating its 800th birthday, actually. Huge thanks to Robert Maguire, because he actually is the host for the Castle Island 800th anniversary.
Yeah, and I know, and I'm going to have Robert on the show with me tomorrow talking about that. So, Leah, it's a board game, is it?
Yeah.
That you came up with. And how do you play, or how many people can play?
So it's like four people can play. And you like have to roll the dice, like you have to roll a six to start. And like, let's say you land on a red card, that's a chance card. So like one of them says like, stop at the forge for a hot chocolate and a treat, miss two turns while you enjoy your treat. And then like the blue cards are discuss or do. So they're like truth and dare cards, but we call them discuss or do. And then the green cards are landmark cards.
Okay. And Anya, is it?
Yeah.
Is it a bit like Monopoly?
Kind of like you go around, but you could have to go back places, or you could have to like pick up a card, and then to end you have to roll the exact number. Like you can't, you like if you roll a six but you're five spaces away, you have to wait till you roll a five.
Okay. What's the object of it at the end though? Is it like, how can you win?
I suppose the first person home wins. And I suppose the idea the girls had is that Robert Maguire has been a huge help to us, and he provided the girls with lots of local history that as teachers in the school we didn't even know ourselves. And the idea, I suppose, is if you roll on and you land on a green space, then the children or the families would get either a little fact card about the local history of Castle Island or a question. And the idea then being you can move forward if you know it. You might know it today and someone might help you out, and then the next time you play you might have just learned a little bit in a fun way.
Yeah. That's brilliant. And so Anya, did you learn a lot about Castle Island from making up the game?
Yeah, I did. I learned like that there was a fever hospital that I never knew.
Really?
Yeah. And we learned, yeah, loads of different facts about it.
Yeah. And what about you, Amber? What did you enjoy most about it?
I really enjoyed the Dragon's Den because we all got to see each other's ideas for the first time.
Yeah. And were you delighted that your idea won?
Yeah.
You beat everyone else. And so you obviously had the best project. So is it just the four of you involved in the board game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you have to sort of, maybe Clodagh might tell me this, did you have to, you know, get prices for how it would be manufactured and stuff like that?
Yeah, we'd have to like, you know, price it as well.
Yeah.
We priced it as €20. So
yeah.
It's a good price. And it has good quality in it.
Okay, so what needs to be made? The board itself and I suppose the little figurines that go on it or whatever, the dice?
Well, we have the dice and counters and we got the board from EF Science. A kind man named Andy, he helped us along to make the board.
Brilliant. Okay. So Leah, you're now, you're representing the school. So what's the next stage of the junior entrepreneur?
Well, like, there's not really a next stage instead of, like, selling it. So, like, we need to make up the, like, the boxes and put the board games and stuff into it. That's okay. Kind of the next step.
Okay. And when will you do that?
Yeah, when we get the boxes in.
But it'll be this term, will it?
Yeah.
Before the end.
They're fresh from sales this morning. They were selling at the school this morning and they're going to sell at the River Island Hotel as well at the premiere of Robert's documentary from 7 o'clock Friday evening. So they're going to sell there as well. And they're also selling online at fromlocalova.ie. And I suppose you wanted to give a shout out to Micheál Walsh as well from Walsh Colour Print in Cass Island, didn't you, girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And was he helpful?
Yeah, he was.
Okay. So this game is, Anya, who's it aimed towards? Is it kids your own age, do you reckon?
Yeah, kind of kids your own age and like anyone like older as well, because there's different facts about the town. Like it's kind of for any age, really.
Yeah. So would it be a good game, we'll say, Amber, to have with the family if you were all sitting around some evening to take out the board game, you'd play it?
Yeah, it kind of would, because like the younger kids could like, they get involved because like they would go and let's say they could do like the chicken dance, and like the older people, let's say, they could like, they probably know some of the facts about Castle Island.
You'll have to tell me what the chicken dance has to do with anything. I'm all confused now.
That's in the discuss or do cards. Like the do is, let's say, the chicken dance, and then the discuss is like, how can we keep our river clean?
Okay, so there's a serious and a fun element to it. Yeah. So it's good fun to play it, I'd say, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And are you all kind of more proud to be from Castle Island, having been involved in all this, because you learned so much about
yourself? Yes, because there isn't really a game, like, you never hear of a game of, like, other towns or this, do you know?
So it makes Castle Island even more special, doesn't it?
Yeah,
okay. And what was the most fun about being involved in the junior entrepreneur thing?
I suppose working together and having fun along the way.
Yeah, so did you
when the profits come in, they'll get their investment back, and then what we usually do is we take the girls out for a lovely day, a big tour with some of the profits, and then depending on how much we make, I know they're very much interested in giving back to the community, because they're hoping the community get behind us on Friday night and support the game. So I think we're going to come together as a class too as well, and see, depending on how much profit they make, that we would hope that we might give a little bit back as well.
Ah, brilliant. Well, do you know what? Isn't it phenomenal? Isn't it great to teach them entrepreneurial skills at, what are you all, around 12?
Yeah.
It's a fantastic programme, and you know, there's so much in it, creativity, the brainstorming, you know, money management, teamwork, like I suppose as a teacher, having 23 children in front of you, they each have their own talents and their own skills, and I think this form of learning, it's so active and so fun, and they enjoy it so much and they get such pride out of it. I think each child in the class gains so, so much from it. You know, and we're as a school, we're extremely proud of the girls, because they have come up with such a fantastic product.
Yeah, well, you should be very proud of them, and they're all very good ambassadors for the school as well. So girls, do any of you want to maybe have your own business, be an entrepreneur yourselves when you grow up?
Yeah.
Anya does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to maybe develop board games, or just be your own boss, or what?
Be my own boss.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? That'd be fantastic. So remind us again before we finish up, people can buy the what's the game called again?
Castle Island Riverwalk Adventure.
Castle Island Riverwalk Adventure. Yes. And it's how much?
€20.
€20. And you can buy it.
It's available online from localova.ie, and also we'll be selling at the River Island Hotel at the premiere of the Castle of the Island documentary Friday evening, or we're at Murrigan Small Primary School in Castle Island. So if anyone wants to touch base with the school, we can
sort
them out. Pop in and
And a fun element and an educational element.
Yes.
Super idea.
And very strong community element as well. They included a lot of the businesses and shops in the town in their chance cards, and they tried to give, you know, as much promotion to everybody and anybody in, you know, the community of Castle Island.
It's such a wonderful idea. Well done, girls. You should be very proud of yourselves. And you all sounded brilliant on Radio Kerry. Do you all listen to Radio Kerry?
Yes.
Good. Absolutely. So did you want to say a quick hi to anybody?
Hi, Mum and Dad. Hi, Uncle Paul. Hi, Auntie Nora. Hi, Uncle Seamus. Hi, Uncle Eden.
Anyone else?
It's
quickly.
Hi, Mum and Dad and Eilish.
Okay.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, my mum and dad and my brother, Matt.
I suppose we should give a shout out to all of our classmates in 5th and 6th class in Murrigan Small, Castle Island, because each of the children in the class put so much into this project.
They did.
And they all worked on it together and to get it to where it came today. So
Brilliant. Well, listen, well done. It was so lovely meeting you all,
you
girls.
You too.
Just to give your names a shout out again, we had Leah Coffey Teehan, Clodagh Lamb, Anya Enright and Amber Davis, entrepreneurs for the future. Watch those names. You'll be hearing from them. And of course, not forgetting, of course, their vice principal, Maura Brown, who came in with them as well.